Good afternoon, everyone. It is Thursday, July 21st. It is my birthday. Bon anniversaire aujourd'hui. So, good afternoon. Bonjour, France. Bonjour, Kenya. Bonjour, Switzerland. Bonjour, Ecuador. Bonjour, hello to everyone in Hong Kong. Hello to my listeners and us. Bonjour throughout the des États-Unis d'Amérique, the United States of America. Good afternoon. So today's topic that we will cover today are civics and etiquette. And I'm going to talk about why civics and etiquette is so important and why these topics should be not only addressed but discussed, and they should be added as a curriculum in both the private and the public school curriculums. So stay tuned on diversity and unity. Hello again, everyone. So welcome to Diversity and Unity. I'm your host, Dr. Pamela Marie Haskell. As you know, if you can recall, for those that were from the Leave It to Beaver or the Father Knows Best era of the 1950s, everyone knows how etiquette and civics were very important topics during that era. Now, today, in 2022, these topics, civics and etiquette, are just as important as it was back in the 1950s. It's just that today, our society, not only our society, but the curriculum in public schools, they don't really focus or emphasize or place as much emphasis on proper etiquette training or civics as public schools, did back in the 1950s era. So let's start off with civics. Okay, so with civics has to do with, being a productive citizen. It pertains to, being engaged with the community. And, you can do community engagement. As we know, we live in a digital technology era, and this is, with this being the 21st century, there's a lot of ways to communicate, and a lot of communication is not only just done through manual publications of, newspapers and magazines, but a lot of it is done through, TikTok, social media, such as Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And then there's other, news feeds. And then, of course, there's the new 21st century social media blogging. So you can create your own blogs and all that to convey your information to the audiences and your target audiences that you specify that you were trying to reach. Now, it would be nice if civics was not only just taught in high schools, but it should be taught in elementary schools as grades as early as, kindergarten. I want to say kindergarten through sixth grade. And it's also important that it gets taught in middle school and high school. So that way, when students, as they, go through and progress through, from elementary school, middle school and high school to the college years, then they get to the college or university, they'll be able to understand what their role is as a civilian, as a citizen. And so they know that, productive citizenship, entails, doing what's right, being a person of character, doing what's right even when no one is watching, and not just doing right only when you're in a person's, eyesight or when you're in front of a person. But when you're behind, when you're in the public sector, it's easy to do what's right when you're in front of the public sector. But even when you're in the private sector, you should be able to do what is right as well. And even when, when you're dealing with, adversity, that says a lot about you in civics and as your character, And, you still should remain true to yourself and doing what's just, regardless of how others' perceptions about you or how they perceive you. And so I think it's important to understand civics and how civics plays a role in our living And in us being, a part of our democracy and how the role of civics, like that's why they, when you turn 18, young people, like the youth, when you turn 18, that's really important because that's when you can become a registered voter and you should be able to cast your vote. And so your vote does matter. You don't have to like wait till every 4 years there's an election, because you do have primary elections. You have like local elections that usually happen every May and November. So you still should vote and take part in elections because a lot of the money that's spent on infrastructure for our highways, school books, our education, rebuilding buildings and allocating funds to disperse to, for educational resources, such as, after school programs and also to help with, for workplaces, and mental health, resources. There's all kind of things that goes into that. That's why it's important to vote. And that's why it's important to collaborate with other people and to understand your role in civics and that civics, it will always play a role in our lives. Being in a leadership position and understanding, having empathy for people and, basically, being proactive as and showing an exuberant leadership and citizenship, that says a lot about civics and about a person's, character as a citizen. But as citizen, not only do you have a right to vote, but also you should be active in the school boards. When you if you have children in the school system, even if you don't have children in the school system, it's important to go to your school board meetings and meet with, know who your school board committee members are, your school board councils. When there's, things that go on in your children's schools, when you see things such as, low test scores, or when you see that there's not, a school struggling with grades and being an F school, that's when you need to get involved. You need to find ways to, parents, how you can be a part of the PTO at your school, your children's school or whatever. Become involved in your neighborhood. Become involved with your school. Get acquainted with your child's school principal. And get acquainted with your PTO and try to persuade other parents to get involved in the PTO. The PTO, these are like usually parents that join and they help, they raise funds and they, sponsor fundraisers, they help like fund and sponsor and they become innovative and they create different events for the youth from sometimes popcorn fundraisers. School fundraisers to help with, the music, extracurricular activities like the fine arts or, other things that the school may have to support the school to help accommodate the school's needs. So these are all different things that pertain to civics and how you can be involved with civics. On the other hand, with the proper etiquette, it would be nice if more charter schools and charm schools could be, created. There are charm schools. A lot of people say there aren't charm schools, but there are. If you go on and if you type in charm schools and you type in, different schools in a different state and find a charm school to put your child in, or even for us adults, you adults can also go to charm school and enhance your etiquette. Because etiquette is a skill. In the 1950s, there were a lot of charm schools and etiquette schools, and I think that etiquette needs to be revived and it needs to be brought back to the curriculum. It should be extremely devoted and added to the school curriculum, as not only just the school curriculums, but also in the corporate business world. There should be more workshops done about proper etiquette training, especially with clients and dealing with colleagues, and also dealing with leadership and how leadership should treat the people who they mentor and their employees who are under them. And once, once there's a safe haven and when there's diversity and inclusivity and when people see that everyone is valued and important, then it makes it the environment more stable for everybody. And it creates stability where everybody can feel welcome and more, they can feel more included instead of excluded. So I think that with the etiquette training, it all starts at home. And I think that a lot of parents today, I know like we're living in a different era where they don't have time to teach etiquette, but it all starts with the parents. If you start practicing proper etiquette and skills at home and teach your children, then when they go out in public, they'll be able to practice the proper etiquette, how to hold a fork and how to eat properly in public, and most importantly, how to respond to people in a normal, appropriate voice tone that is appropriate to answer when they're talking to adults or others, peers that are their age. It all starts with the adults. So, children mimic what they see adults do. So if we set the example for the children, then as the children grow, as the Bible says, if you train up the child the way they should go, they won't depart from it. Now, even if they do deter from it, at least with having that instilled, the instilled principles and fundamentals in their lives, they'll be able to remember and recall and be able to apply that to their lifestyle. But in order for the children to apply, proper etiquette and proper citizenship to their lifestyle, it has to, the adults have to first make sure that their values and morals are in alignment and counsel is in alignment with their lifestyle. So I hope some things have been said that have been very beneficial to you. And also, I just want to say this diversity and unity, this podcast, to keep generating, and to keep more episodes coming, won't you please support my podcast and through any generous amount. For those of you, if you have Android, please go to Google Pay. And then there's different payments. There's 99 cents, there's $4.99, and there's $9.99. Any amount that you give is to be generously appreciated. So please, please, if you could. And then those of you that have iPhones, please go to Apple Pay and please, support my episodes and my podcast, Diversity and Unity, so that I can keep bringing you more and more episodes to continue this podcast, which has, I pray, has been a blessing to you and has been a very encouraging and uplifting for you. And I hope this has been very informative to you. So thank you for joining me. I'll see you again. This is signing off, Dr. Pamela Marie Haskell. Au revoir. Goodbye.